Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life. And once again, I want to share winning for life is not just simply about winning in life. It's winning for life. So it is for all of us an increase of higher level of quality in our life. But we will not reach this if we're not also be capable and focusing on are we winning in life, but not just simply in life, because winning only in life is easily win-lose, and that's not what we want. But at the moment, if I feel it right around the globe, we are feeling all this win-lose or lose-lose. And now what happened, our new president in America. And isn't it interesting that we're all now suddenly surprised that Trump could win again? Why is that? Because, you know, once in a while I say here, get real. But we don't get real. We are dreaming. We are living in a bubble. We are ignoring facts. So it was quite clear that he will win. The question was how big the gap between Kamala and Donald Trump would be, but we realize it's a lot. And why is that? Because we don't believe that the old system, which created all the problems, will solve it. These old structures will not solve it. Like Einstein already said, the mind who created the problem can't solve it. We need to go on another level. And so there is a lot of hope that someone like Trump, who is not belonging classically to the system, will change something. And he was the only one as the opponent to the old system. So I think it was not really a big surprise. Now we can blame him that he used fake news and was lying. But honestly, are the others so much better? Maybe they're more polite in lying. They say for thousands of years the same thing. And America has millions of people who are poor, need food stamps and so on. So you never see really who is changing something. And then here I want to mention also something about Elon Musk. Oh, yeah, we can be a bit pissed off with everything. You can be say, I don't like Trump. Oh, what is Elon Musk doing? Yeah, because he has money. Da, 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 da. Oh, the question is also, where does he get the money from? Did he steal the money somewhere or he created something? And if you look at the old system, and I was wondering also why he is pro-Trump. Is he really pro-Trump or is he against the old system? Look, his rocket company. What was before he started the rocket company? And why did he start the rocket company? Because America had no really rockets going anymore. NASA didn't do anything after a few flights to the moon and with the shuttle. And NASA paid yearly billions in the end for Boeing. And we all know what Boeing messed up as a company and with the project. So when Elon Musk realized he need to do it by himself, he just did it. And a few years later, this year, 2024, 100 and more rockets this year are leaving Cape Canaveral's place there, where he's sending rockets wherever in space. Wow, 100, and Boeing another over years, not one. But he also shares stories to get the permission to launch a rocket. He needed to make studies. What if a rocket comes back and hit a shark in the ocean? So studies if a rocket would hit a shark. And it's amazing. And he was complaining with this kind of woke movement feeling and bureaucrats. And there's a lot of other things. Bureaucrats were really stressing him if it's just the water. When he launched water, he needed to, when he launched the rockets, he said, oh yeah, and you need to pay 140,000 or whatever, because he's using water. But it's raining, and who is charging for that? So it's a lot of stupid things, and yeah, sometimes you can really feel they do it because they know he can pay. And when you see that you don't have the full backup, if you do something good, then you can wonder. You really, really can wonder why this Elon Musk is now happy to work with, or let's just say, vote for Trump. On the other hand, it's extremely clever and strategic. So if he is helping now the president as a big kind of ally of the president, maybe for all his companies, business ideas, future, it's quite clever to have a very good connection. So we will figure out, because people say if you have power and money, it always turns out this person will be evil. Maybe, like we say in Vino Veritas, the wine brings out what is there more. And we don't maybe like all what Elon Musk is doing, but I guess we can learn a lot from him. We, seeing it, how he works, why could he be so successful in just a few years? He has only 24 hours a day, like everybody of us. But why can he be so productive, creating so many results? We all can learn something if we want to create results. And winning for life means we should create results, better results. It's winning, win-win results. So is it just that we are not really interested, that we just keep our, we'll say, paradigms, our habits, or is it also we're really ignorant? I can say, you know, I'm born in Germany and I see the German government, and Germany was the super car factory country. We produced the best cars on planet Earth, so wow, luxury cars. And now the car industry in Germany is in big trouble. Why is it in big trouble? Ignorance, ignorance. Coming back to Elon Musk, when he started his Tesla car company and he saw, okay, I want to have electric cars going, this will only work. And he's always thinking it through, not just producing a product. How is the whole life of a car? What happens in the beginning? But if an electric car should drive, yeah, where can you charge it, the battery? So he created the supercharger. And guess what? The supercharger started, the first one, 2014. So 10 years ago, the first supercharger started in Germany. And then Elon Musk had a lot of superchargers in Germany. And he had the superchargers there before the German car industry, or let's say the CEOs, were really thinking about we should have electric cars. They were laughing about him. They ignored him, or at least ignored what it could happen. And they were so happy selling big luxury cars to China. So, and they built companies there. logically, the laws there, you build it with the Chinese people. And now they're totally surprised that Tesla has a wonderful organization of superchargers, even makes money with the supercharger because he opened it up. I mean, because 90% of all the supercharger stations, there you can have any car charging their battery, and they make money on it. 30% or whatever the budget is already from the supercharger. So there's Germany behind, and now they're surprised that the Chinese build their own cars. Who could expect that? Interesting. And now they're building not only cars for China, now they're coming with the cars to Europe. Yeah, who could expect that? If you are CEO or the leader of a country, you should really have a view for the future and expect everything and be prepared for everything and not be surprised by everything. And that's what I think is what I've never talked with Elon Musk, and I'm not really in his head. But if you watch what he is all doing and what he is capable of really creating, he doesn't care what other people think. He says even, I don't have the sickness to think what other people think. So I can spend the whole time thinking on productivity, on results, and understanding the whole global system, where it's going, and have a kind of foresight what's happening. Be prepared. And I guess that's why he went with Trump, because he says, okay, there's at least difference. And there is a guy also who is ready to focus on results. So we will see what turns out there and for us. But when I come back to Germany and also the car industry and what Elon is doing and totally different doing when like our car industry and like our politicians and most people and maybe you also, we are not thinking through what will happen. So when Elon Musk reduced the price of his cars in Germany, says, ah, now he is a loser going down with the cars. Is this really true? Is he really focusing on it? Like I said, oh, with the supercharger, he is making money. He has a clear setup with the cars and collecting data, and he can make with a switch out of every car a kind of Uber technology. It could be a competition to Uber. This is possible. But he's starting also the robo-taxis. So he has the capacity and the drive. When I started yesterday a car company, I'm ready to make this obsolete for the next best solution. Do we really all need our own car? No, robo-taxi is better. But even if we go with the self-driving car, what German companies are also thinking about, but they're not really, really going for what it really, really means. Did you ever think through if there is a robo-taxi or the self-driving car, so if the computer is driving, we will have less accidents. We will have accidents, for sure. And that's why the crazy mind is, oh, you see this, you and I ignore that, and there is an accident. Yes, but do we have less accidents in total? Because when humans drive, we have accidents as well. But it's more, we have less accidents. That means we have less cars to repair. That means less parts need to be produced. And a lot of car companies are not really making their money by selling cars, but by repairing cars. The service, and the service with an electric car and a self-driving car is so much less. But it means also then when we have self-driving cars, we don't need really traffic lights. So the industry of traffic lights will go. If we all go to electric cars, the classical car, which uses a lot of more parts, the motor and a lot of things, all those things, who delivers a part for the car, those companies will be out of business. If we have less accidents, this is also even is good, but also has an effect of the hospital industry, because maybe less accidents deliver less people hurt into the hospitals. We will have less car insurance. There's a lot of things what will happen, a ripple effect. And this is what leaders should think through. And it's never, ever a problem. And Elon Musk is a wonderful example for us, as he has not a problem to give up what he produced so far. Where most industries, most governments are there to protect what they have instead of making good transitions. But that's what we need to learn. Humans was more in the past protecting what they have. And if really, really a change needed to happen, it was a revolution and not evolution. It was not a conscious transformation. And that's what we as people need to ask for. But at the moment we are framed, we still kind of slaveries, living like a slave. We feel easy like a victim and not living up to our full potential. And my strong belief is that we are more capable than we ever believe. And with the poem from Marianne Williamson, that what is your biggest fear? Our biggest fear is not that we be mediocre. Our biggest fear, our deepest fear, is that we are powerful beyond measure. After all this, just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
We are spiritual beings, and here on planet Earth, on the level of material 3D world, we should learn to really deal with it. Like in the Christian world, it says, learn, yes, to work with the material stuff, not misuse the world. Learn to be very constructive and create the paradise on earth. And we all have the possibilities. If we realize it, if we have the awareness. And that is what I love with Elon Musk, is that he can change, simply change. I did this, I invested in the car industry. Now I think, well, the world is better, but not everybody has a car. Let's make a robotaxi. And we create a new business model that we win, that all can win. Yeah, for sure, it is our bet that his companies make money, but that's good. Why shouldn't they make money? We need the profit to invest. You see the life of Elon Musk. He has not a big villa. He often sleeps in the factories. That he is not just driven by the ordinary outside success symbols. No, he has his purpose and is strongly going for his purpose, and nobody can really hold him back for that. And okay, he works 100 hours a week for that, fully focused, and he is incredibly focused because he's not distracted by what other people think about him. And it's amazing what one man can do. So if we see what one man can do, we should always reflect, what can I learn to do what I really want to do, or what kind of impact I want to have in the world? And I'm really going for it? Or I'm hiding, playing small, or just go, oh, this feels nicer. No, that is too stressy. My experience is, I had always the most stress in my life when I'm not really going for what my purpose is. If it's for my purpose, yes, maybe it's not always easy, not always simple. Or let's say it's always very simple, but not easy. And I quite often don't like to grow. It comes a date at least when you say, oh, now I need to grow up. But I experienced it also when I went through those situations. The reward was not just material, a reward, emotional fulfillment. If you really go for what you hear on planet Earth, you have an emotional fulfillment, and it's worth so much more than just money. And to see it, those who just go for money, there are a lot of multimillionaires, billionaires, they are emotionally in such a bad shape. They're afraid, they're sick, they're living in traumas, and all the money can't help them if they don't do what we call so the inner work. Who am I? And that's why we had episodes about the five true selves. So the self-awareness, who am I really, really, really? And the self-empowerment, encouragement, yes, I dare to live it, and self-determination, that the big self decides, okay, which self I really want to live here on planet Earth, and self-experience. What do I want to experience? Do you really want to experience to play small, to play victim, be mediocre? I guess nobody wants it. Nobody really goes in a week on Monday morning and says, ah, I make a shitty week, I make a victim week. No, it's just habits, and it's not what you really want. But if you understand the universe, if you give the energy on what you're not wanting, you get more of this. So learn the laws of the universe, and then it's very simple. And that's why I also come back to Elon Musk because he simply says, is this an opinion or is this physical law? Because it's all the law of physics, because with the rocket companies, it's a lot of those kind of laws. But in general, it's about the universal laws. Do you really understand them? Are you really willing to be aligned with them? And there we see that we messed up as humans with a lot of companies who are afraid to make themselves obsolete because they're afraid. Oh, what do I do now? Okay, get rid of what you have now, and on the next level you find the new thing. But the most or the bigger problem is when a company starts to solve a problem. It can be a good purpose to solve a problem for humanity. And then it grows and has employees and has costs. What is the wish now? That we always have the money to pay the bills for this company. And here it starts to be really kind of drama for us all, because to solve this problem, to get the money for the big company, you start wishing, asking, please keep the problem, make the problem bigger. And that is a trick. A company should start to solve a problem for humanity, but then makes himself obsolete, because we want that the problem goes out of the world, and then this company needs to go out of the world. But for sure, there will be a next problem. So if we learned to solve one problem, and if you understand how we did it, we can solve the next problem. And then look, again, Elon Musk, he just started with one company, and then two companies, and he found another problem. He created another company to solve this problem, and this problem, and this problem. And now he has 6, 8 companies, billion-dollar companies, and it's just one man. But with the right principles and the understanding of the laws. So that's why we have this show here. We want to really, really give our contribution to more awareness, to understand it, get rid of all the programming, the misunderstanding, to really get the self-awareness. Am I thinking really what I want to think? Or am I just reacting to my emotional pressure, to my feelings? Early in my life, hearing the sentence, you need to die before you can live. And I couldn't get it. My left brain couldn't get it. How can you die and then live? How is that possible? The left brain, the classical linear thinking, is just kind of repeating the data you put in your computer. If you believe that, and you're creating the persona and the belief who you are, then you're in a trap. And because of our survival strategies and childhood, we then one day say, that's me, I am that. And then you're limited. Then it's a total limitation. That's why true five selves, self-awareness is so important. I am so much more than just a persona I created, just the ego that I created. I limited myself to what I'm attached to. This identification needs to die, that you've been free. I call it today like a kind of factory reset. I just bought recently a car, which was a car the car dealer ordered to show it to people. And then normally after 3 months, they sell it. And I bought this car because it's cheaper, it's used. You don't pay the big loss from the new car. And when I had the car, I saw there was still programmed the phone number of the salesperson. The salesperson, which was 3 months driving around showing the car. Why should I have his phone number in my car? Then you can go to setup, and there is factory reset. And everything is out. All the programming is out. And you can start to programming new. And then comes a conscious programming. And that's a big difference if you just identify, because you created a persona because of your survival strategies, childhood, the programming, the framing from kindergarten, school, and everything. And if this kind of artificial persona dies, then you open up to all the unlimited potential of the universe. Possibilities. And then you decide. Then is there a very creative process, like writing a new script for your life. Consciously, what you really want, what your true self wants, and then you can live. And this is what Elon Musk has. I don't have the sickness that I am depending on what other people think. He created his own universe, what he wants. Yes, he has to deal with bureaucrats and everything what happens in the world, but he doesn't need to be framed by this. He doesn't need to be programmed by this. He just needs to accept that is like that. Okay. And what can I do to go past that? Create something. And he created incredible companies. So this is really creating something for the world. And that's why I'm at the moment believing he is good for winning for life. Will he mess up in the future? Maybe. Is everybody liking him? For sure not. Because we are living on the level of duality. You will always have someone for you and against you. Because with his business success, coming back to the rockets, 100 rockets going up, is Boeing happy with that? For sure not. And we see the drama with Boeing now. But for life, it's good that a company like Boeing, where they mess up, misuse the government money, taxpayers' money, it's good that we shake them through. Just let's have a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or Call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So the trauma we are feeling on planet Earth at the moment, yeah, it is something what's maybe not so super, super nice. It is something what is really necessary. And you look at nature. Why do we have these four seasons? Because it's good for nature, the up and down. We need that. Otherwise, we are not changing. And all entrepreneurs said, I learned most out of my failures, not because everything was smooth. We are stressed because our expectation was different. And always when we have an expectation and it's not like that, we get a stress. But the moment you can live in the here and now and not defending your expectations, you're out of stress. It's okay to make plans, but not to be stuck with plans. We need plans to move forward. We need to do that. But we need to be totally flexible because there may be better ways. Elon Musk, again, shows us how fast you can change things. When he bought Twitter, and then they figured out they had three centers with servers. Do we need those? And then no. When can we get rid of one? And they said, oh, maybe it takes at least 6 months. And he said, oh, let's do it in 1 month. No, it's not possible. And on the flight, it was just Christmas on the flight home. They on the plane discussed it and decided, we can do it this weekend. And they flew there, cut the cables, took the servers, put them on a truck, and done everything in a week. You can do a lot of things directly. And we know from healing, there is spontaneous healing. So we have the possibility of quantum leaps. It's there in the universe. And that's why the moment we are stuck with our expectations, holding on to it, we slow life down. I do with my friend Stephen Harvey once in a while a workshop we call Direct Pass from Purpose to Exponential Impact or Business. Because energy is always going for the direct and fastest way. Energy always is doing it. Sadhguru says, hesitating creates bad karma. Because hesitating means, in the subconscious, I'm hesitating because I'm afraid. What can happen in the future? And that's fantasizing. It's not really testing. And here again, Elon Musk asks all his engineers, go at the edge. Go over the edge. If take everything away, do we really need that for the rocket and so on? And if we figured out, oh, we took too much away, then he is happy because then he know, okay, now we know what is the edge and can live with the edge. If we are not coming to a point where we have the feeling the experience that was too much, we will never be in the edge. We never have the best solution. And this culture, that's a way of different thinking. When you really, really start to dream and allow yourself to dream, is dream the right word? Allow yourself to feel and vision the life which is there for you. It's actually not a dream. We say dream because it's not on the reality level at the moment for You can see it as a kind of meditational process, and we call it dreaming. But dreaming or daydreaming is fantasizing and not taking it serious. But if you go in the state of the non-duality and feel what is your true self and what is your purpose, and what if you live out your full purpose, what then? This is, if it's something comes, that's a vision, and that's not dreaming. That is connecting, that is downloading information. It should bring you in the form you want to be, to live your true self. So when did you do that? When I say winning for life, make it really, really strong. Live up to it. Martin Luther King said, if you really, really want peace, then you can't make deals in this way. Then you need to live and organize the peace as strong as others organize the war. That's why you need to be willing to win. You be there. You need to be strong. And that's why you need to get out of all the victim. If you stay victim, you can't live your true self, full power. If you stay a slave, you can't live really your true self, your vision. Because I'm a strong believer that you have a special gift and that should go in the world. You have a special talent that should go in the world. It doesn't need to be something big like Elon Musk. But from Elon Musk, we can learn how he is productive. And this productivity you can use for what you want to bring to the world. You may be dreaming at the moment, but then check it. Is this really your vision? And if it's really your vision, then you make a goal and you work that it's a reality. But that's work. Yeah, we call it work on 3D level, but in the end, it's just living, making it happen. And if it's aligned, you do it. It is not really, I must do it. You know, if you're a musician and you have music in your blood, you just make music. Nobody needs to force you. Look at kids, or when you were a kid, did someone need to force you? Today you have to play. Oh, you should test this. You put this in the mouth. And then, no, it's so normal for us humans to be curious. And that's why Jesus said we should all come, become kids again, living this life easily, play. And that's why I had my cover photos and Facebook, YouTube also. And be inspired for the play we call life. We're here to play, really. It should be fun. Joy of life, he said 2,000 years ago. Oh, enjoy life. And it's our creation if we suffer. Like they say, yeah, maybe you can't avoid pain, but suffering is your choice. So it's really about being not the victim, not the creature, be the creator. Be the creator, takes a self-responsibility, and let your light shine. And like Marianne Williamson says in her poem, that is totally wrong to play small. And it's totally wrong to play small with the belief, well, maybe then I don't stress the others so much. I guess it was Lincoln already, Abraham Lincoln, who said, it doesn't help the poor that you're poor. It doesn't help the sick that you're sick. It doesn't help the unhappy that you're unhappy. If you're happy, healthy, wealthy, then you're a good role model and share how to be it. And that's why Marianne Williams says, hey, if you let your light shine, if you do it really, then maybe just unconsciously you give others the permission to let their light shine as well. You know, everybody has a feeling, maybe I'm not seen, there's a suffering. How can I be really seen? Who is recognizing me? Come, show your light, be ready to be seen. Only then they can give you this. Then we talk about enlightenment. Some people are enlightened, but how you can be enlightened if you always hide your light? That's not working. So for full enlightenment, for full expression of life, let your light shine. And it's about life. And here it comes again, winning for life. It's winning for life, not just winning in life. And that's what all these episodes are for. And it's called Winning for Life Show. We want to show that it is. And I want that you show up as a winner for life. And all the ahas, all the insights you get, share it with others, encourage others. Because if you support others to grow, you will see it's just so much fun seeing others grow. And you grow more because your subconscious learns how great it is. And it's so much easier for you then also to let your light shine if you help other people to let their light shine. So I wish you a wonderful week with a lot of light. Your light, let it shine, be inspired, and if you like, share this, and for sure, let's talk next week again about winning for life.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.